Family Research Council presses Democrat districts to protect babies who survive abortion from infanticide. By Dr. Susan Berry on April 8, 2019. Family Research Council, FRC, is putting pressure on districts of seven House Democrats to urge their members of Congress to sign the discharge petition for a bill that would protect babies who survive abortion from infanticide. FRC Action is launching Facebook ads into the Democrat House districts that are most likely to pressure their members of Congress to sign the petition to force Democrat leaders to vote on the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. "We are hoping a new ad about birthday abortions will get those phones ringing, especially in areas of the country where voters thought they were electing decent people who understood the value of a life," said FRC President Tony Perkins. "FRC Action is launching commercials in congressional districts where we believe that enough pressure can turn the tide on infanticide." Perkins stressed the Born Alive legislation isn't about abortion. "It's not about red versus blue," he said. "It's about right versus wrong. How we decide this issue will define our legacy as Americans." The new ad, which can be viewed at endbirthdayabortion.com, features a child singing happy birthday as viewers see the silhouette of an infant as it kicks on a table while crying softly. The shadow of an abortionist then enters the screen, and the infant stops crying as the screen goes black. The ad concludes with a printed message urging voters in district, number, of, state, to call their representative and urge him/her to sign the discharge petition for the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. In New York, Virginia, Vermont, they're expanding abortion, allowing killing after birth, the ad's narrator says. End birthday abortions. Urge Congress to protect the life of every newborn. House Republican Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana announced April 2 his intention to file the discharge petition. A simple majority, 218 signatures, is required for the petition to be successful to force a vote. The petition must receive the signatures of 21 Democrats to join those of Republicans to move the Born Alive bill to the floor of the House. Scalise tweeted Sunday that three Democrats have signed the discharge petition. "We need 18 more Dems to sign on to get it to the floor," the whip posted. Texas Republican Representative Lance Gooden observed House Democrat leaders have now refused 29 requests by Republican members to vote on the legislation. The seven congressional districts targeted by the ad are represented by Democrats. Antonio Delgado, NY19-202-225-5614. Emmanuel Cleaver, MO05-202-225-4535. Abigail Spanberger, VA07-202-225-2815. Sanford Bishop, GAO2-202-225-3631. Cindy Axne, IAO3-202-225-5476. Chris Pappas, NHO1-202-225-5456. Family Research Council calls on all House members, Republicans, and Democrats, to sign Minority Whip Steve Scalise's and Representative Ann Wagner's discharge petition to allow a vote for the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, Perkins said. "This bill would ensure that infants born alive will be fully protected by federal law and be provided the same care as any wanted baby born alive."